Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the change in the structure of Cyfrowy Polsat Capital Group. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise your conference is being recorded today, Thursday, the 28th of March, 2013, and I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. Dominik Libicki, the CEO of the Polsat Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everyone. As operator said, this conference topic is changes in the structure of our capital group. We decided to restructure and concentrate on the group's core activities in the field of services for retail customers and broadcasting and TV production. Therefore, we decided to dispose RSTV, Terrestrial Transmission Company, and acquire Polskie Media S.A., broadcaster of TV4 and TV6. So let me focus first on the disposal of RSTV. Polsat Group entered into a conditional agreement for the disposal of 100% shares of RSTV S.A. to Emitel for the amount of 45.5 million. The reasons why we decided to dispose this company and focus on core activities are following. For last 17 years, Telewizja Polsat was benefiting from the cost cutting on transmission of the analog signal, thanks to the services provided by the daughter company, RSTV. And because we are almost at the end of the process of transmission of the analog signal, it is scheduled to be over and fully digital from August this year. We found out that the strategy of the development for DTT transmission is difficult for that company. It does not have too many towers, which are part of the MUXes, and investment in potential participation in the next two MUXes, which are probably will be in the bid at the end of this year, is so big and return questionable for this size of the company that we decided to dispose it to the dominant player in this market, which is Emitel, and keep good relation with this company. We also, after deep analysis, found out that there is very difficult to find the future synergies on the group, which could potentially enhance the result. Precedent conditions of the agreement: receiving consents from the banks, which are parties of the loan agreement, SFA. To remind you, we have the loan agreement, which was the part of the financing of the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat. And release of all security on shares and assets of the company related to the loan agreement and bond issue. Apart of that, court registration of the division of the company, the analog transmission still remains in the Polsat Group in order to benefit from the cost saving till the very last moment of the transmission of the analog signal in Poland. Pursuant to the loan agreement, all proceeds from the disposal will be used for the prepayment of the term loan. We believe that this move will have a positive impact on group results. RSTV revenue guaranteed in 2012 amounted to 43 million, out of which 60% was generated by Polsat Group and only 40% by radio and other TV broadcasters. EBITDA generated on external partners in 2012 amounted to circa 4.5 million in that given year. So the transaction has a positive impact on the cash flow. lower nominal value of the loan and thus lower debt service cost in the future. And as I said before, no additional CapEx and OpEx required for the future development of the company in the changing market. And now I'd like to move to the second transaction, acquisition of Polskie Media, the broadcaster of TV4 and TV6. Telewizja Polsat entered into a conditional agreement for the acquisition of 100% of shares in Polskie Media S.A. The entity's value amounts to 99 million and shall be paid with own funds. It includes circa 26 million of debt and overdue receivables. An independent opinion of KPMG advisory prepared for the management board of Cyfrowy Polsat confirms that price terms of the planned transaction are fair from the point of view of Cyfrowy Polsat Group. Acquisition of TV4 and TV6 channels is a part of the group's strategy to strengthen its market position by increasing audience share in the target group and, of course, as a result of that, higher share in the TV advertising market. We have here also precedent conditions. 2. Approval by the President of the Office of Competition and Consumer Protection, approval of the transaction, and acquisition of the registered shares from the company current minority shareholder. It's only 0.17%, so the squeeze-out process will be performed rapidly, in our opinion. Transaction is expected to be finalized in July 2013. On slide number 10, you can find out the description of the acquired channels. TV4 is in the market from April 2000. Today it is it has an analog license. However, it never fully covered our country. It was a partial, only partial distribution was possible in the previous years. And it is also the part of the Multiplex 2, which will have almost 100% coverage at the end of this year. Today, the technical reach is 88%. Concession license type is general entertainment channel. In 2012, the average shares amounted to 2.7%. In Q4 2012, 2.8%. And we believe with the contribution of Telewizja Polsat know-how and natural growth of the reach, the audience share of TV4 will grow. As a part of the process of digitalization in Poland, all channels licensed in analog got the possibility to launch additional channel. Polskie Media decided to go for that and launch in May 2011 channel called TV6 with a concession license type targeted youth channel. The channel is available in CubeSat distribution, cable satellite distribution, and also in the same multiplex as TV4. It is multiplex 2, so again, the almost 100% coverage expected at the end of the year. Average technical reach in 2012 was 54%. Today, it is over 70%. Audience share of TV6 in 2012 were 0.2%, in Q4 2012 0.3%, and exactly the same trend we expect as with the TV4, so enhancing programming and increasing coverage will have a positive impact on the performance of the channel. Especially that if you look at the slide number 11, you can find out that DTT segment of distribution of the TV channels is the fastest growing in Poland. We have four big channels, TVP1, TVP2, TVN and Polsat, which were locomotives of analog distribution, and due to the fragmentarization of the markets, today we have 200 channels in cable and satellite distribution, thematic channels. It is natural that the main channels were under pressure and could potentially lose audience. So observing that process and trying to find the remedies, we decided to launch the portfolio of the thematic channels. Today, Polsat Group is 20 channels. It has 20 channels in the portfolio, and most of them are available in cable and satellite distribution, which growth is rapidly slowing. In last year, it was only 7%. And if you look at the right side of that graph, you can see that DTT, which addresses 30% of the market, 70% is cable and satellite distribution, is the most rapidly growing sector, and TV4 and TV6 are very well positioned in that segment in order to benefit from that growth. To remind you how our group of in the broadcasting segment is structured, you can check it on, we prepared the slide number 12. It is a little bit artificially in order to clearly present the group to you. On the left side we have channels which are in DTT distribution, in right hand side of the graph cable and satellite, but of course all of that who are in which are in the DTT distribution are also in the cable and satellite. So we have 20 channels which are broadcasted in DTT. Out of four after this transaction will be broadcasted by Polsat Group, Telewizja Polsat Group, and we have 22 channels out of 200 in cables and satellite, but if we add these four, it will be 26 out of 220. As a consequence of that move, if we add up the audience share of today Polsat Group and Polskie Media channels, total audience share amount 23.5%, and as a result of that, our share in advertising market would amount to 25.3%. We believe that valuation is very attractive. We have a few benchmarks which we could compare this transaction. First, in 2011, almost 7% stake of Polskie Media owned by TVN was sold for the price which indicated the 100% value of the company at the level of 118 million. To remind you, we paid for the 100% of the company 99 million, and of course that's also the bonus for the control of the company. According to our internal estimations, 2013 EV to EBITDA multiple is significantly lower than multiples of comparable transactions, including our own transaction of acquisition of Telewizja Polsat. We believe that today multiples will be even better in the future because of the natural growth which I discussed a few minutes ago as a result of the development of DTT and the increase in technical reach of the channels. EBITDA was influenced by double cost of the transmission, parallel, analog, and DTT, which will cease to exist at the end of July 2013, so just a few months from now. And of course, as last but not least, we identified a number of the synergies with Polsat Group, which will positively impact on the profitability. The company has currently 20 million debt and around 5 million of the other not paid yet obligations. To wrap up, slide number 14, transaction summary. It is for us a strategic step to strengthen our position in the fragmented television market. We believe that Valuation is very attractive. It is for us opportunity to increase the group advertising revenues, and I'm talking about the Polsat Televizja Group revenue on the basis of growing audience share, and to increase profitability by eliminating double signal transmission costs and implement the synergies. Synergies are we define in four fields: programming, stronger negotiation power, efficient management of the content library, and more flexibility in scheduling, especially in the free-to-air channels segment. The other synergies are pretty obvious: technical, advertising, marketing, cross-promotions, and back office. That's all what we prepared today in order to explain the rationale of these transactions. And now, if there are any questions, we are ready to take them. Operator?
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. You can cancel your request at any time by pressing the hash key. Once again, it is star and one if you wish to ask a question. And you do have a question from Dariusz Górski, BZWBK. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Dariusz Górski. I would like to ask about, not directly related to the deal, but somehow related nonetheless, your thoughts about the dividend. Because if you get 50 million approximately from the sale of RSTV and you're paying 99, you're, let's say, give or take, a two times net debt EBITDA, which was a threshold for your decision on dividends. So what's your thinking now?
My thinking remained unchanged. We still believe that after this transaction, net debt to EBITDA should remain below 2. And the question about the dividend remains open. However, when presenting to you the 2012 and Q4 results, and asked the same question, my answer was we'll be considering three factors: acquisitions, prepayment of the loan, and the dividend. You now can understand that I already hoped that these transactions might happen. So it is very unlikely that another acquisition would be possible because I can't see any other targets in the foreseen future. So the decision will be about the prepayment and the dividend. Of course, we have to wait for the dividend from Polsat Television to come to Cyfrowy Polsat, and I believe that we'll try to call General Assembly for the first decade of June. Therefore, the final decision about the dividend or prepayment or the combination of these two scenarios will be taken in the beginning of May.
On the results of Polskie Media, out of 76 million revenues, how much were ad revenues, if you remember, if you have it at hand? And also, if you could quantify the startup costs and the costs of the analog signal transmission in 2012, so that, you know, the adjusted, so what would be the adjusted EBITDA?
Okay, so the first question, the 70 out of 76 million, 85 to 90% were coming from the advertising market. The analog transmission cost, I would answer this question this way, because I cannot tell you exactly the precise figure. If we clean up the EBITDA of 2013 to only digital signal and the other elements, we would expect it to be at the level of 13 million zloty.
Okay, thank you. And on generally on the growth, do you see more revenue growth coming, or there's more, it's more cost synergies related? I mean, where is the growth coming from? And any hints of as far as the potential synergies as a part of combined costs or costs of Polskie Media? Any number
that,
behind?
If you look at the slide number 14, the synergies are very clearly enumerated here. I would expect more synergies coming from growth rather than cost saving. But the historically my experience is that only when you really execute the synergies you can really quantify them. For example, when we bought Telewizja Polsat, we said that we need about at least three years to deliver two additional percentage point of margin in EBITDA based on the defined synergies, and we managed to do it in less than 2 years. So probably as in the past, there are hidden fields which we cannot see being outside of the company. Only when we enter the company we'll find out where are the potential for the cost saving. If we're talking about the synergies of growth in revenue, they are very clear for us. So we can build the audience share using our content, precisely targeting a certain audience, which will be the part of the strategy of our 22 channels. Today, TV4 had a profile of the general entertainment, more or less the same as Polsat. So we were kind of competing for the same audience. Now we will profile better the channel and build its audience share, benefiting from our know-how.
Final question for me, does this acquisition satisfy your thirst for channels in the DTT, or I mean DTT channels, because you were also applying for the license for 102, or are you still pursuing the license for the extra additional channels?
Well, I would say the only limitation on my thirst is the regulator, who does not allow to put in DTT for one broadcaster more than 50% in one multiplex. So we'll carefully monitor the market and whatever available, whatever the investor would like to get rid of, if it makes sense, I will always consider. I cannot tell you today that that's it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is star and one to ask a question. There are no further requests. Please continue.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. And I hope to hear you soon when we announce the results for Q1. Thank you, goodbye.
That concludes conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect.